We're going to have to do what these people did. We're going to have to go before him with the word. You know, they fasted and they prayed. The whole township, the king, and all, they got on their knees and their face before the Lord. And they fasted and they prayed until the moving of God came upon them. And the hands of the Lord came upon them. You know, they lived by the word. They served God. They obeyed God. We have the same opportunity to use the word of God today. And he will work signs and wonders and miracles for this generation just through his word, just like he did all the past generations.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bell, or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1, as we go deeper in the Word of God. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Stand to your feet. Turn your Bibles to Psalm number 119. Verses 9, 10, and 11. Psalm 119, 9, 10, and 11. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you now for this time of hearing from you. Cause us to hear with our inner ear, our spiritual ear, the words that you are speaking to us through your Spirit. We praise you, Lord God, for these young men, our scouting program, and all those who are connected with guiding them and guarding them and leading them to higher heights, both morally and spiritually, and in many other ways to help them to become well-rounded young men. We praise you and we thank you, Lord God, for your people as well, that this world will do likewise for them, that they will seek the wisdom of your word, the guidance from your word, the understanding of your word. So we ask even now that your spirit will minister to each and every one of us underneath the skin, right where the reality of our decisions and choices are made. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And the people of God said, amen. God bless you. Psalm number 119, verses 9, 10, and 11.
Psalms 119, verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart, yes, that I might not sin against thee.
Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen as you're seated. Amen. Amen. as David is reminding the people of God, the children of God, the young men of God, as he is now an older believer. He was once young, but at this point he's older. He has a reference not only to the word, but to the experiences in the world that he himself has journeyed through. He's giving insight. He's giving understanding, and he's giving inspiration to the young men to help them understand that this world will tarnish you. This world will cause you to make bad decisions by its bad influences, by its bad examples, by its bad temptations. And if you are not careful, you will find yourself living a life that's been ruined by the badness of this world. One of the things that is so helpful for us to understand is this modern world in which we live. How many young men with possibility, potential, opportunity, talents, gifts, et cetera, have been destroyed because of the choices they've made, by the company they've kept, by the influences that they thought were good because it looked good on the surface, but the reality was it was a detriment to the soul. And back in the day, even when I was coming up, older folk guided young men. Didn't have to be your daddy, your granddaddy. Didn't have to be your uncle. Just men in the community. If they saw you doing something wrong, they'd tell you, hey, son, don't do that. That's not right. You know, they and if they didn't know you, they'd ask, who are your people? Then they'd have to tell you, boy, if your daddy knew, your granddaddy knew what you were doing, he'd tighten your hind up there. They got on, and then they let you know, listen, you come from a better stock than that. And back then, it really did take a village to raise a child, because you were concerned not only about your child, but about everyone's child. You saw a young girl going wrong, you tried to straighten up her ways. You tried to tell her about respecting herself so that others can respect her. You tried to make clear that the way of the world was a life of detriment. And so here David shares the experiences that he has had as a young man, making decisions and doing things that, again, needed to be corrected by the word of God. So listen at the question that it asks again in verse 9. Rita?
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?
Listen. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Now, the question is simply stated that if you weren't dirty, you wouldn't need to cleanse your way. But a whole lot of folk don't understand that they don't think they're dirty when they're looking at the dirt. They're surrounded by the dirt, by their minds filled with dirt. Their activities are filled with dirt. It's just a part of the dirtiness that they know. It isn't until you've been cleansed that you can recognize the dirt. Have I got a witness in the house? It's not until you know right and you try to do right that you're able to recognize wrong. You know, that again, fathers used to help their sons to do the right thing, try to teach them to go the right way, be the right young man, dress right, talk right, speak right, live right, make right choices. But now, today, it is as if we let the children rear themselves. I've never seen so many children talking back to their parents as I have in this year, in this time, and in this day. You know, I was in the mall the other day, and a young child was talking to his mother. I wanted to smack him myself. Like, you let him talk to you like that? But listen, this is how it's so bad. They'll let the child talk to you, or talk to them anyway, and if you try to tell them, they'll get mad with you rather than the child. Teachers trying to teach them can't teach because they acting a fool. They're cutting up. They want to act like they're all that. They got all of this thugism in them. They want to show them that they're different, they're bad, they're all of this, when they don't understand. If they don't get a good education, it is not very far they can go and achieve and accomplish the things that their potential will allow them. And instead of us encouraging and supporting our teachers and those who do our best to train our young people, we let them have their way. He says, wherewith all. That means in every part of your life shall a young man cleanse his way. You might have one part good, but you have another part bad. You need it all good. You can't be happy with one part when there's a dirt that infested part in another area of your life to be right with God. You've got to be right with God all the way. We talk about again how the world is changing. It's changing because the people in the world are changing. And not for the better and not for the good. We're becoming weaker in spiritual things and wiser in worldly things. My brothers and sisters, this word is relevant to all of us today, but especially to our young people. It's difficult to tell the young people things when their own parents won't tell them the right thing. It's difficult to tell them things when they won't allow their teacher to tell them things. It's difficult. You can always tell a church group of people versus a people who come into church that's still in the world. There's a funeral, you can tell by the way they dress, by the way they act, by the way they carry themselves, because they're not used to being in a place of God, a place of holiness. And you can tell the unholiness that's all around them because they've not been trained in the right way. This is one of the words. Listen at the rest of verse 9.
By taking heed thereto according to thy word.
By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Now, this is the way that you cleanse your way. This is the way that a young man cleanses his way, by taking heed, listen, according to the word of God, not anything else. Anything else can be a partial guide, but the word of God is a total guide. It has everything you need to be the young man, the ultimate man, and the Christian man of God that you are to be. And all of the instructions, all of the directions, all of the information is found in the word of God. Verse 10.
Verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee.
Hold up. With thy what heart?
My whole heart.
With thy whole heart. That means you can't serve God with a half a heart. And yet there are people who do it all the time. And so many times the young folk can't go wrong because they're looking at some of the older folk half-heartedly serving the Lord. Read it again.
With my whole heart.
With my whole heart.
Have I sought thee.
Listen. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Now listen. When you seek God with your whole heart, all the rest of the darkness and the foolishness and the sin and the perversions and all of the things that are not like God have got to go. It's no room for sin and the Savior in the same place. See, what you don't realize is David also deals not only with sin, but he deals with those secret sins. You see, because here's what you don't understand. You might be able to fool man, but you can't fool God. And I've got news for you. Those of us who are supposed to be leaders, those of us who are supposed to be right, those of us who are supposed to be setting examples have a higher level of punishment for us who don't live what we're talking about, who don't live what we're singing about, who don't live what we're preaching about. Judgment is coming back to this world, but the word says it's going to begin at the church. We can't save the world because we too much in the world. We can't witness to the world because we're trying to do like the world. We're messing with the world, sleeping with the world, running with the world. Well, what can you tell the world when you're acting just like the world? When you find Christ and you seek him with your whole heart, the things you used to do, you find, wait a minute, this don't work now. I got to get rid of this because it ain't working. When I mess with the world, God leaves me alone.
Yes, sir.
But when I seek God with my whole heart, the world leaves me alone.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't hear me there.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean, after they realize you've let the world go, those old friends, those old ways, those old habits, those old things you used to do, you don't do them no more. And they get tired of begging you and leave you alone because they see you've been changed.
Yes, oh yes, oh yes.
You've been changed.
Yes.
Something is different about you. You've been changed. And either you want to be changed like them or you want to get away from them before you become changed like them. Read the rest.
Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments.
Oh, let me not wander. That means doing it my way one day and God's way another day. Don't let me touch and play and feel and do this that is not godly one day. And then when I get around the people of God, try to act like I'm doing it God's way. Let me not act one way in the day and then act another way. Because we all know the freaks come out with. My nighttime is the right time for what? Nighttime is the right time to sleep.
All right.
Y'all ain't hearing me here. You can. What kind of sense it make you going out at 10, 11 o'clock at night? What's good out in the streets and what's good? Listen, I've told you scientifically, the best rest for man when the body heals itself, goes into self-diagnostic and begins to fix what's wrong with it is between the hours of 10 and 2. Look at when the devil wants you to be out in the street. When you ought to be resting, you out in the street playing.
I've been changed.
You've got to recognize, wait a minute, you can't live both lives. Old folk used to say, you can't, listen, hoot with the owls all night and soar with the eagles in the morning. You got to make up your mind which one you're going to be and which one you're going to do, because you can't do them both. The word is clear. You got to change your ways. You got to make up your mind. Read the last portion of verse 10.
Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments.
Oh, let me. It's personal. There's some things your homies won't do, your boys won't do, your partners won't do, your group won't do, that you need to reconsider about having fellowship with. Because when they do the things that wander away from the commandments of God, take this in, for example, how many innocent young men have gotten in trouble and even killed, not for doing wrong, but being with the wrong people at the wrong place and at the wrong time? Their lives are forever changed, not because they were bad, but they made a bad choice to be with the wrong people. And they did it. Y'all riding together. Somebody got some, not medical marijuana, but I guess the unmedical. That stuff that's supposed to make you feel good, that literally alters your mindset. And anything that alters your mindset, I can help you today by saying it's altering it away from the word, the will, and the way of God. But if they catch any of you in the car with it, guess who's going to jail? You don't even smoke, but you're going with them, brother. And you're going with them because if you don't do it, they want you to tell who did it. Now you become a snitch, and now you become somebody that your gang now wants to get back on because you told the truth. Well, that's what you know, to tell the truth. So you've got to be careful of the company you keep. And then verse 11 says,
verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart.
What have I hid in thy mouth?
Thy word.
Thy hid. Word mm-hmm. have I hid
in heart.
Mine heart. Continue.
That I might not sin against thee.
All right. It all boils down to how much word is on the inside of young people, of young men, of young women, of people of God. You see, the Holy Ghost can only run on the tracks of God's word. We have started this year a word a week that
We're asking the members to learn and to be able to recite both the location of the word and the substance of the word, to spend a week with the word, allowing God through your study to break down the word, to understand the word, to rightly divide the word, so that you can better live by the word. We've given 7 words up to this week. Monday will be the 8th word. And those who do not spend enough time with God will not remember those words. It's important, because we've given just one verse just so that you can meditate upon that word. Joshua 1:8 say, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." You see, when I see young men acting any kind of way, both in light and those who are hiding, slipping in the darkness, it refers to the fact that there's not much word inside them that the Spirit of God can convict them upon. See, you can tell folk, listen, the way you're living ain't right. That ain't gonna bother them. It's the ministry of the Holy Ghost to convict us of sin, not man. See, here's the reason why man can't tell me about my sins, because man is not perfect. And when you try to tell somebody who's missing it from somebody who has missed it, the first thing they're going to tell you is, you can't tell me nothing because you ain't perfect. And that's true. But when the word speaks to their heart, and when the word gives them instruction and direction and correction, it's the Holy Ghost that brings conviction upon them. That's why the people of God perish, because of their lack of knowledge. Knowledge. I don't care what school you send them to, how much general information and knowledge they have. They need the word of God. The average Christian, listen at this, the average Christian cannot quote 10 verses of scripture, tell you where they come from, and tell you what they mean. Look how quiet you got. We learned the 66 books of the Bible when we were children. Ask some adults what the 66 books of the Bible are today. See how quiet y'all got? Old folk that I grew up with loved the Lord and taught the word and taught the children and made you recite the word of God. Taught you Sunday school lessons, made you be a part of the things in the church that would develop your character.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to